Most registered voters have driver's licenses with pictures on them, and that's what they'll show election judges when they go to the polls. But Tarrant County Election Supervisor Steve Rayburn says you need to check the expiration date on your license to make sure it's accepted.
It has to be current or expired no more than 60 days, which may affect some senior voters who no longer drive and have an expired ID that's good enough for their banking or other purposes. But if it's expired more than 60 days, they won't be able to use it for voting.
In addition to driver's licenses, voters can show concealed handgun licenses, military cards, citizenship certificates, and passports, all of which have photos. Voters without any of those can get a free election identification certificate at a state driver's license office, just as long as they show proof of citizenship. And Rayburn says there's still a way voters can cast their ballots if they forget and show up without their photo IDs.
They can vote a provisional ballot and come into our office within 6 days of Election Day to show us their ID.
Election officials don't think the new requirement will cause too much confusion this election because turnout is expected to be very low. Rayburn is expecting just 6 to 7% turnout in Tarrant County, where more than $400 million in Fort Worth school bonds are on the ballot. Plano schools will vote on a 13-cent property tax increase. Dallas will select a new District 8 school board trustee, and all Texans will decide whether to create a fund to finance water projects by using $2 billion from the state's rainy day fund. Early voting lasts 2 weeks through November 1st. Election Day is November 5th. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.